a little bit tougher day today, or is it just a group out there targeting you?
Yeah, man, it's my fault, like always, but a couple of miscommunication and things like that, you know, that's something that's practiced, you know, things happen like that, but over and all, we talked about it and we got to clear it up, so.
He reminds you, you guys buddies, he reminds you of that when you get back in the room?
Of what?
Of the picks.
Like I just said, miscommunication on both parts of, it's not always a quarterback fall all the time, but at the same time, yeah. We're going to talk. We definitely going to talk about it, yeah.
But nice to see Griff making those kind of plays on the defensive side of the
No, game. It's not.
Intensity turn up since we last talked to you. What's the pads going? How much have things changed maybe from the first day?
Guys picking up the tempo a little bit more. I want to hit. You know, guys tired looking at each other, same guys every day. You know how I get in camp, you know, hot and, guys want to go against another opponent. So you see Tennessee guys having fun or, you know, getting after it a little bit. But, you know, that's how camp it is, and that's just how men are. You know, want to get out there, want to make plays, impress the coaches. That's a good thing.
It's early. Chris Johnson seems like he's doing more and more every day. What are you seeing out of him, and how much of a weapon can he be for you?
The good part about it, what I like about it, he's picking up the blitzes. For his size, and you got, you know, some of the size of the linebackers that we have, for him to step in there and picking up certain blocks, man, that's what I see. But, you know, everything else, you know, that's what he can do. That's why, you know, Mike and them, that's why they drafted the guy. You get the ball in his hands fast enough, he's going to do the rest on his own.
What did you think about him before he showed up here first day, and maybe what are your impressions after being around the last couple of months?
Oh, ain't just a regular guy, quiet, relaxed, don't really say too much, you know, quiet guy, he just, you know, feeling his way around and things like that, but from the looks for myself and the rest of the team, you know, the guys are really buying to the guy because he just, him being him, he's not no guy coming in, you know, cocky, talking trash and none of that type of thing, he's just going out there and taking care of his business, and from the looks of that, I mean, that's what you like out of a guy when you come in to, joining a team.
Brandon Jones looks like he's coming into this camp with a purpose.
Brandon Jones has been doing real good, definitely doing real good. From the looks of every day, coming out here every day, catching the ball, you know, making big plays for us, being physical to the ball, definitely. And the speed that he has, he's starting to showcase that out a whole lot. And that's what Keith Bull and Travis Henry, when he was here, they was messing with him about, man, use that speed. And he's starting to use that definitely a whole lot. And Coach Heimerdinger are loving him right now in that slot right now.
For yourself, you mentioned how eager you were to get into camp. Looking forward to the start of the season to show what you can do with after all this time with Dinger, et cetera?
Definitely. You know, it's my third year. I'm feeling more comfortable, definitely. Reading the defense a little faster, you know, getting the ball out of my hands, you know, making good throws and things like that. And I come a long way, definitely come a long way. And still got some more work to go, you know, and I'm still, continuing to work, you know, after hours with Coach Heimerdinger, you know, going over different blitzes and what they're going to do behind the blitz, you know, what side I need to look at, you know, to, you know, complete the ball downfield. And it's not there, you know, definitely, you know, do what they do, you know, by drafting and using my legs and making something happen with that as well, so.
Mont Hall run the football at all at Texas, or is that just something that he's kind of picked up on here recently?
Nah, he's been doing that, and the coaches are starting to see it, man. And, you know, he's averaging, 8 yards a pop, you know, so that's a real good thing. And sometimes he getting the backfield by himself and be a true running back. So definitely going to need that out of him. It's explosive, the things that he has to bring to the game. And y'all already know what he can do when he's lead blocking for Lindell. he's going to bust heads. He's going to open up that hole. So overall, you know, just for coaching him to give him that opportunity, to get more balls and get him more plays into the offense is going to be real good for him. I know he's truly excited about that.
Some changes on the offensive line. Are there things that you notice that maybe you can remind guys of, or are they experienced enough to pretty much know what they're doing at this point?
Oh, no. Kevin Mawai and that whole line is truly smart, physical, and definitely know what they're doing. And as a young guy like me, it's good to have because you can definitely pay attention to it. Also, sitting in meetings with the guys, get very comfortable with Kevin Mawai and see what he's reading so I can get the same read so I can know if I can, verb it back to the running back, let him know, keep him on the same page of what's going on up front. But overall, man, the big guys that we have up front, I'm definitely happy about them guys because they're true veterans and they definitely know what they're doing.
But why invite you out to the camper to hang out any or not?
Not yet. I always ask about him, how you doing out there. But, Kev, he's an old guy. He's a veteran guy, man. And, other young guys tend not to bother, the old guys with families and things like that. So he's out there having a good time. I'm pretty sure he's still trying to find a place to put it under some shade. That's what he was telling about earlier.
First preseason game still about 2 weeks away. How eager are you to put this new system in place and to see how far you've come this offseason?
I'm happy, man. You just got to continue to keep working, man, you know, to get yourself ready for that. You know, the Rams will be here in a little bit. So get how much work you can get in and get how much film and mental work that you can get in before them guys get in here. You know, all I have to do is just buy into the offense, definitely, and continue to keep working with my guys and, you know, and just roll with the punches. That's basically all I can do. But how my confidence level is and how hard I want to work right now and how hard I want to do better, you know, that all comes back from the coaches pushing me, from my teammates pushing me, and from myself, definitely, you know, I want to get better. So I'm looking forward to it, definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
You've gotten to be friends with Yurik Winkler, I know, a little bit more of a summer. You have your fingers crossed that his injury's maybe not as bad as it looked. You know he got hurt down here on the stand-up?
No, I didn't even know that. I'll check on that. Yeah, that's my boy, too. Big Yuli, because I was looking for a couple of sacks for him. He had a dance for me. If you get a sack, you had a dance for me. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to check on that.
Describe what it's like seeing Haynesworth and Vanden Bosch and Kirsten at the set of the line for
my
you.
My goodness. When you got them two guys, Pro Bowlers, speed guys, you know, you got two guys coming off the edge, and then you got the big boy coming out, you know, in the middle, as well as T. Brown, you know, that's a lot. And then you got to read the defense, you know, vice versa, that, and you got Keith Bullock. So me going against our first defense every day, man, I'm telling you, it's going to extremely, extremely get me better and better. Just, you know, getting feels for the pocket and then also keeping my arm up and delivering the ball downfield and reading the defense. So going against the first defense right now is going to be real good for me, definitely.
On the backups, Tullock starting to show up a little bit.
Little midget, big powerful guy. You know, he came in with me, man. I'm proud of him. He's taking care of his responsibility, hard hitter. You can't hardly see him, but he's going to be there. He's going to make a hit, definitely. So I'm about to go in here and mess with him about that in a minute right now.